Okay. Starting at Ayin Aleph Amud Bet, we're going to go back to the question, four lines from the bottom, or four lines from the top, very short daf. Ibaylehu, gerushin kishtika damya, oka kamadamya. Right? When someone divorces a wife from Erusim, we said, because once he divorces her from Nisuin, clearly he can no longer have any rights. She becomes a free woman, as we see it, and nobody has any more rights anymore to her stuff. Gerushin kishtika damya, oka kamadamya. So is gerushin considered like he was silent, and therefore there's no kiyum of the neder? Oh, kamadamya. Or do we say that it was, since he didn't react, it was as if he was making the neder when he divorced her? In other words, really, it's the issue that he didn't say no to her, and then he divorced her. So it seems like he was happy to keep her nederim, and therefore her neder is mikuyam. Now again, what's the lamai nafkamina? What's the relevance, whether he was makayim the neder or wasn't makayim the neder? Kigon shenadra v'shama ba'ala v'gersha v'ahadra b'yomei. Let's say he hears, he divorces her and remarries her on that day. Again, by the way, some of the commentary say here that you see, although I think, right, today, about, again, the 3 months issue comes up. Now, again, it wouldn't be so relevant for the same husband, but there was something came up there, I'm trying to remember. Now, I don't remember exactly if it's at all, and it's clearly not a question, or, right, I can't imagine it's an issue. Anyway, so iamarmar kishtika dami matze meferla, right? If it was like shtika, then it wasn't mikuyam, and then it can be made for it again. Viamarmar kahakamadami lo matze meferla. Then he can't. Remember, we talked about that it would be a nafkamina also if he didn't return her, but the husband heard, divorced her, and then the father wants to, right? Can the father be mayfair, or was it already considered kiyum haneder? Because he basically said, I'm happy you can keep your nederim and I'm, you know, I'm getting out of here. Okay. So, Tashma, we're going to have several attempts to get an answer to this question. In the end, we're going to not resolve it. Tashma, ematai amru metaba al nitruk na reshut lav. This we saw already, right? In what case do you see that if the husband dies, then the father gets reshut to for the neder? Bizman, now we're going to have all sorts of cases, what? That there wasn't kiyum haneder, right? So if gerushin, so we can already figure this out, right? If gerushin is not in this list, then what do you see? It is kiyum haneder, because these are all cases where there is no kiyum haneder. And if gerushin was also not considered kiyum haneder, then it would have listed it. So, bizman shelo shama habal, o shama v'hefer, okay, either he didn't hear, and therefore he couldn't have done kiyum. Or hafara, or shama v'hefer, he heard and he canceled it. Again, right, no kiyum because he canceled it. O shama v'shatak, or he heard but didn't say anything. Umeit bo bayom, and then he dies that day. So again, all these cases, there was no kiyum. V'i amart gerushin kishtika damu, and gerushin is not considered kiyum, litnei nami o shama v'geresh. Right, that should have been listed here as another case where there wasn't kiyum haneder. So therefore, what do they assume right now? That there must have been kiyum haneder when he was geresh.
How about the case of shama v'shatak, then? If he heard and he was quiet.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say...
Because the day didn't pass yet. Right? Right? Only when the day passes does your shtika count. Yeah. When they're saying shtika here, they're saying shtika not for being kiyum haneder. Right. Shtika only for that part of a day, and therefore there wasn't kiyum haneder. Okay. Again, the only relevance to all these questions is, can they do something within that same day? Right? Like if he brings her back that day, can he cancel it now within that day? Because obviously by tomorrow, he can no longer cancel it. Okay, and because this is a whole, this is a way of, you know, rules of the Gemara, if the Braita lists a whole bunch of things, or a Mishnah lists a whole bunch of things, and one is not there, we can try to make an inference from here, oh, well, if it's not there, it must be that that's not the case, okay? That wouldn't, that, you know...
It's not on the list because it doesn't belong
on the list. Because it doesn't belong on the list. So
can
now...
Can I just ask you a technical question? Yeah. Why do they say ematai? Like, they're asking a question, where was it said?
No, ematai means, well, it's like where was it said, but it means in which case... Is the words of the Mishnah true? That made habal nitruk na reshut la'av.
Oh, okay.
In which case does it apply? We're going to see the seifa, which we saw this all in the other daf, but we're going to see it again now. But the seifa lists all the other cases, right? where the reverse is true. And there also we're going to see it doesn't mention Gerushin. So now we're going to say, oh, that's right. It doesn't work. So now to say Ema Seifa. Aval im shama v'kiyem, o shama v'shatak, umet b'yom shel acharav. Okay, so let's go through the cases. If he hears and he's mekayim the neder, or he hears and he's quiet, but he dies the next day. Ein yachol lahafer. In those cases, lo nitrokna rashut la'av, right? The father can't anymore be made for the neder because the husband was mekayim. If the husband was mekayim, then right, then it doesn't work. Right? If we just said, like what we said, the gerushin is kiyum haget, then litne b'im shama v'gerish. Right? That should have been one of the things listed. Ela midelo katane hachi shma mina gerushin kishtika damu. Right? So then we would say from the seifa, we would learn, we would infer exactly the opposite. The gerushin is like shtika. Ela meha leka lamashma mine. Okay, and therefore, we can't learn anything from here, basically. Originally, we thought, since it's not on the list, that means it's not on the list on purpose. Now we're learning that, because it doesn't belong, like you said. Now we're learning, well, since it's not on that list, and it's not on the opposite list, well, then there must be, right, it just didn't relate to Gerushin, right? You could just say that. And therefore, we have no idea where Gerushin would fall. Now the Gemara is going to explain a little bit more why Leka Lamashma Mina, why we can't learn from here. E Resha Dafka Nasif Seifa Mishum Resha. If Resha Bidafka it wasn't listed because Gerushin is really Kehakama, then Nasif Seifa Mishum Resha. Then the Seifa, how would we translate this? That the Seifa is, right, didn't list it because the Resha didn't list it. Right? That's what we're saying. In other words, it wasn't listed in the Resha Bidafka, and once it wasn't on the list, so then it wasn't, didn't, the flip case wasn't on the second list. Or if it wasn't specifically listed in the Seifa, because really they wanted to tell you that Gerushin is Kishtika, it's not really Kiyum, and that's why it doesn't appear in the cases of Kiyum. So Nasiv Resha Mishum Seifa, then the Resha doesn't add it just because the Seifa didn't add it. So basically, you can read it in both ways, and it doesn't really give you any answer to our question. New Brita, Tashma. Nadra v'hi arusa. Let's say she takes a nedra when she's arusa. V'nit garsha v'nit arsa bo bayom. Okay, this is the other case we saw, right? She takes a nedra, she's engaged. Then she gets divorced from the engagement. Then she gets re-engaged on that day.
To somebody else.
V'afilu lemea avia ubala ha'acharo mifirim nedareha. So what do you see here? Shma mina. Gerushin kishtika damu, right? Here she got divorced. That was our exact case, right? She got divorced. Mm-hmm. And because she got divorced, what happens? Doesn't affect the ability of the next husband and the father to be made for the neder after. So clearly, Gerushin is not kiyum haneder. So what do they answer here? Right, deika, so shvamina gerushin kishtika damu. De'ika ha'kama damu mi matzei mefer arus acharon nidre de'okim arus rishon. Right? How could the arus acharon possibly be made for a neder that the arus harishon already was mekayim? So therefore, gerushin can't be kiyum, it must be shtika. So now they reject this too. What do they say? Hacha b'mayaskinan, right? That's hey bet ayin, is hacha b'mayaskinan. What's the case of, right? It was a, sorry, I'm forgetting, it was a Mishnah, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's our Mishnah. So, right, I was just making sure. So, it's our Mishnah. So, what's the case of our Mishnah? B'shaloshama arus rishon. It must be a case where the arus rishon never heard the neder. Because if he had heard the neder and divorced her, it could be kiyum. Now, they're not saying this is necessarily the case, but they're saying you can read the Mishnah in this way. And since you can read it in this way, we can't learn anything from here. So, now, there's going to be a problem with this, right? Ihachi, if he didn't hear, then my iria bobayom. Then why does it all have to happen that she was nitarsa bobayom? If he didn't hear, then we could cancel the neder anytime, right? At the whatever day he hears about it. So then this, right? Vapilu lachar me'ayamim, right? Even if he hears about the neder 100 days later, right? Assuming they're still engaged, right? Because if he hears about a neder later once they're married and it was a neder that happened from before, you can't cancel it. Although there's actually a machloket I saw about if she takes, right, this wouldn't be the case, actually. this would be a case where you took the neder when she was engaged to someone else. But if there's a whole machloket about it, she takes a neder when he's engaged, when she's engaged to him, she takes a neder, he doesn't cancel it, he doesn't hear about it. He hears about it only when they're married. Now remember, once you're married, you can only cancel nedarim.
That relate to you directly.
Well, not only that relate to you directly, that's always, but that she took once you're married. So what about, right, and not from before the marriage, but what about during the engagement? Is that considered sort of you're already with her? Or some people say no, because that time you only have rights to her because she was with the father. So once you're married, you can't cancel nedarim while she was engaged, even though she was engaged to you. This case is different because here she's engaged to somebody else when she took the neder. But anyway, okay, so now what are they saying? It makes no sense to say that the, right, that it happened bo bayom. If it was a case where lo shama arus rishon, then it doesn't need to be, the case could be that she got divorced and, you know, gets engaged to somebody else. And then there's also really no chiddush in this case. Fila harmei yamim nami. So what do they answer? No, it's kishaloshama arus v'shama ha'av. Tibo bayom hu dematze mefer ava mikam ve'elech lo matze mefer. The case was where the father heard it on the day that the husband divorced her. Okay, the first husband divorced her, or the first fiancé divorced her. And then because the father heard it that day, right, the day that it can be mufar is determined by one of the people hearing it. So it's true the Aris Rishon didn't hear it, because that would have implied, right, if the Aris Rishon had heard it, and the Mishnah read the way it does, then that would prove that Gerushin is Naka HaKama. So we want to say, let's try a different possibility. Oh, the father heard. That's why it's Bo Bayom. So the father heard, the Aris never heard. That's why there was no Kiyum when he divorced her. And therefore, you could basically read the Mishnah both ways, that either divorce is Kiyum, or maybe he did hear it, and the divorce isn't Kiyum, and that's why they can, the second Arus can be Mefer later that day. Okay, so therefore it doesn't teach us either which way. Tashma, nadra bo bayom, girsha v'hichzira bo bayom, ein yechol lafer. Here we have another braita that says what? If she's noderet that day, and then he divorces her, and then he remarries her on that day, he can't be Mefer. That sounds like exactly what we've been looking for, right? Divorce. That's exactly the question he asked, right? If you divorce her and remarry her. Okay. Shma mina, gerushin ka kamadamu. It sounds exactly like that. So they say, no. Amre hacha b'nesua askinan. V'hainu tama de'en yachol hafer mishum de'en habal mefer b'kodmin. That's what they say. That what? That braita wasn't the same case as us. What were we talking about all along? Gerushin from erusin. When the braita says explicitly, once he divorces her, he can no longer be made for her nedarim. Well, that was talking about from marriage, because that's what we talked about before. Once he marries her, he can no longer, once he divorces her from marriage, and then he remarries her, he's no longer allowed to be made for any nedarim from before. Right? And she's basically, at that point, no one can be made for her own nedarim. Okay, that's like a cutoff point. So therefore, this source proves nothing, and in the end, we're left with no answer to our question about whether Gerushin is Ka'akama or Ke'shtika. Okay. Yes.
Why don't they discuss the type of neder? Because if an arus or a husband can only mefer certain types of things that relate to him, then let's say if she makes a specific neder that would relate, let's say, to against her second husband, not against her first. Or things like that. So there's also, I mean,
right.
There's a million possibilities.
Right. So this,
the
way I view
that,
these sugyot is that they're what's the word? They're singling out particular issues, and they're not relating to all those. Obviously, they're talking about a case where it's, well, remember, there was a machloket about to what extent he can be made for her nedarim. Only ones beino lebeina. I think we saw opinions that said he could be made for any nedarim. I think there was a bit of a gradation from what I remember. But this whole suit is divorced from that issue. In other words, this those issues obviously exist also. And obviously we're only relating to a neder that would affect her relationship with another, you know,
any
her
spouse.
Husband, right, which would be any spouse. Obviously relate to both of them. Otherwise,
yeah,
this wouldn't be relevant.
Because earlier in the Gemara, we learned about very specific
Specific
nedarim
that she would make, yes.
So
Yeah.
That anybody would make. So therefore, if she would make specific nedarim, it would also
complicate. Right. If it related only to that husband, then this wouldn't be relevant. I agree.
My 95th husband, you know.
Right. Although the question, now that you're saying it, I'm thinking about a different question, which is, if the husband and the
father
do the nedarim together, but they can only do things that relate to them, then there could be nedarim that relate to only one of them, that would affect only one of them, and maybe in that case only the Uruz could be Mefer, or only the father could be Mefer. I wonder. It doesn't really seem to come up here at all. But that would seem to me a relevant issue, unless we just say that any nedarim that relate to her and her husband, the father still has rights to them when she's engaged.
The father can... He can defy what he can make there, any made there, can't he? Whereas the husband can only, is more.
So I think that I saw that there was some. I thought that there were some things also that the father, some of the opinions seem to say that the father could only be made for ones that also related to him. I think.
I don't remember.
I think there was some.
What's that?
Where did we come across it? I don't remember exactly. It definitely came up in the last, in Ketubot.
Okay.
Right, you weren't there for Ketubot,
like
but I think that there's. Right, I have to look back better at that and remember all the details.
It seems like here we're dealing with the vanilla case, meaning just to prove the concept.
Right.
The other cases are more the exceptions.
Right, right. The question is, where do we draw the line? Is it? I don't remember all the details about the father and whether he can be Mefer anything or not. And then there could be cases where the father could be Mefer the Neder while she's engaged because it has nothing to do with the Arus. And then the Arus wouldn't... You know, what's interesting is that the Gemara is not bringing it all together. Right? They're really...
Right.
Isolating. That's the word I was looking for. They're isolating each of these issues and talking about them separately. Okay. We'll need to go back to that whole thing and review it.
Next time around.
No, we'll find some time somewhere. Okay. New Mishnah. Derech Talmidei Chachamim Ad Shelo Haita Bito Yotza Me'etzlo. Okay, this is what Talmidei Chachamim would do. Why would they do this, Talmidei Chachamim? We didn't say what they're going to do yet, but these are Talmidei Chachamim who were worried about their daughters. The whole issue now we're going to see here, certainly this Mishnah seems to relate to, that they want to protect the daughters from taking a neder. Again, we've seen all over the Masechet, the nedarim are dangerous, and they could get you into trouble. And here, it's like almost a protective way of protecting the women.
Well, it's making her marriageable, because if he finds out about nedarim, he can walk.
Right, that's true. Yafeh, we learned that, right, in Ketubot, that if a husband marries someone and didn't realize she had certain nedarim upon her,
or even just
that relate to him or would affect him, then he can divorce, right, it's grounds for divorce. Yafeh. So, also, it seems that they want to protect them and not have them get into sticky situations where they committed to something and they can't keep to it. So, Derech Talmidei Chachamim, Ad Shelo Haita Bito Yotza Me'etzlo, before she would get married, Omer La, Kol nedarim shenadart betoch beti, harei hem mufarim. Any nedarim you made in my house are canceled, nullified. It is very strange, right? Don't you need to hear the neder? Don't you know, it's all about biyom shamo. And here you're just, it's kind of like when we say on Rosh Hashanah, right? Kol nidre and erev Rosh Hashanah, hatarah nedarim. You know, anything I say will be canceled. You know, it seems very vague. And doesn't seem to fit in with what we know about Hafarat Nedarim in general, and certainly not for the daughter or for the spouse. We're going to see in a minute the same thing about the husband. V'chein habal, ad shelo tikanes l'reshuto, right, before he actually marries her, omer la, kol nedarim shenadart ad shelo tikansi l'reshuti, harei hem mufarim. Shemisha tikanes l'reshuto, eino yachol l'hafer. Because once they get married, remember, he can't cancel anything from before. So he says, listen, I'm canceling everything that happened from before. So Rami Barhama is immediately going to ask her a question, the Gemara. By Rami Barhama, Baal ma'u she'afer below shmi'a. V'shama isha dafka hu? O lav dafku. Okay, isha here is not, right, the woman. It's v'shama isha, her husband. So he's saying here, the pasuk says...
On the husband and not on the father.
Right. That's a good question. I think it would relate to the father also. I think he just asked it on the husband, but from the Gemara and the continuation, it certainly seems to relate to the father also. So basically the question is... Right, I wonder if the Ron says something there. No. Doesn't say anything about the husband also, the father also. Ah, here. Right. Right. Here. He says it explicitly, the Ran. In Kol Nedarim Shenadarti Hu Mufarim, V'Hai Baal Dekabai Rami Barchama, Loshna Oris V'Loshna Baal V'Loshna Ba'aviyah, B'Kulu Mesapkale. Okay? There you have it. Yeah. Okay, so now, but the Pasuk says, this is why he takes the Baal case, because the Pasuk says, V'Shama Isha, right? But he hears. So now they want to know, does the hearing have to be explicit, that he hears her take the Neder, or is it not Dafka? Now, here they don't mean he has to actually hear her take the neder. He just has to hear about the neder. Okay, that everyone agrees. He doesn't actually have to hear her take the neder. But the question is, what if he wants to be made for a neder he never heard of? Okay? You know, does he need to explicitly state, you know, I heard this and, like, know about a specific neder? Right, like the Ran explains it like this. Kigon shelosh shama, the first Ran in the Gemara here. Shelosh shama v'lo yada klal im nadra. He didn't hear or didn't know that she was noderet klal im lav, if she did or didn't. Mao shiafer la ala safek. Like, can he say, in the event that you took a neder, I want it to be canceled? Which is basically, it sounds like our Mishnah, right? So Amar Rava tashma. Rava says, let's learn it exactly from our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah seems to answer your question directly. It seems to be the same thing. Tashma, derech samidei chachamim, ad shelo yatsat bito me'etzlo, omer la kol nederim sheyadart b'toch biti, harehem mufarim, v'halo shama. Right? And clearly, the father didn't hear any of the nederim. He's just making a general statement. So what do they answer? Lechi shama hu de mefer. When he says this statement, her nederim aren't automatically canceled. He's making a statement that says, if I hear about any of your nedarim, they'll be canceled when I hear about them. Now, there's a big machloket how we view this. Do we view this as, so the second he hears about a neder, it's canceled? Because he made this statement, you know, in September. And in September, he said, any nedarim that, right, what did he say? Any nedarim that you did within my house, harehe mufarim. Now, the month before in August, she took a neder, okay? He didn't hear about it. He hears about it in January, okay, the next year. So now when he hears about it in January, retroactively, from September, the neder is canceled. Remember we talked about that when he cancels it, he only cancels it from that moment on and not from when she actually took the neder. So from September, it's now canceled.
Which means that if she violated it between August and September, she would get
more votes
than if she didn't afterwards.
And from September, she'd be okay. Now, some of the Mefarshim say no. He actually has to do the Hafara again later. Then the obvious question is, you know, well,
what's the point?
Right, what's the point of doing it then? So, one second, there was something here I wanted to add. Right, so actually on the next one we're going to see about the husband, which I assume would be the same for the father. So Tosfot says that it only goes into effect when he actually hears the vow, and he has to explicitly state that it's going to go into effect. In other words, what I said then is now.
How about if she gets married in between?
If she's in the father's reshut. I was thinking about that. I'm not exactly sure. I think maybe that would work. That must be what he's resolving. That must be what the issue resolves. That since he said it before, mm-hmm. Now when he hears about it, even if she's already married, his nullification go into effect. That could be what the issue is here. But the read holds that no. If he eventually hears the vow, then it goes into effect immediately. The second he hears the vow, what he said before clicks in, and that works. And then some... Okay, fine. Let's stop there. So now we're going to have... So then they say, Im ken, ki lo shama lama li lamemar. In other words, so now, really, okay, so Aviva, you came up with a possible chiddush that maybe he could still do it even though she gets married, even though she's already married when he hears about the vow, which I'm not sure about that. But so the Gemara asks now, Im kein kilo shama lamali lamemar. In other words, so if he has to, basically, he's only going to take effect later, and this works better, actually, according to us, where they said he actually needs to be mayfair it later. So kilo shama lamali lamemar. So if he's not going to hear it, then why did he bother saying this statement? So ha kamash malan, this is coming to teach you that what? Our Mishnah, it's teaching you what? That orche did tzurva merabanan lahadure. The derech of Tamidei Chachamim, in other words, a typical thing that a Tamid Chacham would do would be what? Before his daughter gets married, he sits her down and he says, come on, let's hear. What nedarim have you made? Let's talk about it. And then he actually, through the conversation, he hears about the nedarim that she made and then he cancels them. Okay, and that's what it's really trying to say. Okay, and therefore this doesn't prove either which way about can you be made for below Shmiah. So now they're going to do the same thing with the next part of the Mishnah. Tashma miseifa, v'chein habal, ad shelo tikanes l'reshuto, omer la, period. Okay, which means dot, 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 right? Okay, we're basically, the husband, until she comes into his reshu, right, before he marries her, he says to her, right, here's the words of the Mishnah, kol nedarim shenadart ad shelo tikanesi l'reshuti, harei hem mufarim. Okay, so now they answer, so they say again, here you see, he's made for a nedarim that he didn't hear. So they answer again, hachanami, same thing here, da'amrla l'chi shamana. Right, he says, when I hear them, then they will be canceled. And then again, we have all those questions that I raised before. Okay, tashma, new attempt at a proof. Ha'omer lishto, kol nedarim shetaduri ad sha'avomi makom ploni, harehen kayamim. If he says, any nedarim that you make until I get back from wherever I'm going are going to be kayamim. I'm mekayim those nedarim. Lo amar klum. That doesn't work at all. But if he says to her, okay, let's start from the beginning. Kol nedarim shetaduri ad shavomi makom ploni, harehem mufarim. Okay? So anything you do from here on in will be canceled until I get back. Rabbi Lezer omer mufar. Okay, he says this works. V'ha lo shama, right? But how could this be? He didn't even hear them. So ha chanami, same thing here. Da'amar la l'chi shamana. Okay, so he was saying to her, well, when I hear about them, they'll be canceled. So again, the Gemara says, v'lamali min hashta l'chi shama v'lamali min hashta. Why would he say it now? L'chi shama leferla. When he hears it, he'll cancel it. This is a great line. Kasavar dilma matridna haishata. Maybe I'll be busy then. Because I'll be in the middle of something, and then what will happen, right? This happens to all of us. You're in the middle of something. You say, I'll do it later. You forget. Remember, he only has a day to do it. So if he doesn't do it within that day, whoa, he's messed up. So this is his amira saying that I'm saying this now so that any future nidarim, when I hear about them that I took while I was away, when it comes to my attention that you made them, at that moment, they'll be canceled. Okay, and that's so that in case I'm busy at that hour, I'll make sure to cover myself that I'll cancel those nidarim. Okay, there's a few questions that are raised here that I want to deal with, which is, what's the difference between kiyum and hafara? This is very interesting. Kiyum, he can do in this way, but hafara, he can do in this way. So there's a bunch of different approaches to this. The Koran has a good summary of them, so I'm just going to kind of get it from here. So some of them say that, here, Tosfot and the Rosh say that the assumption is that kiyum haneder can't work, you know, from retroactively or, you know, say, if you say in the beginning, because the assumption is she's probably going to take some nedarim that he doesn't want to be mekayim. That's hafara we allow because the assumption is it's more likely he's going to not want her nedarim. Whereas, you know, it's most likely that he's not going to like things she says and takes nedarim on and therefore he's going to cancel them. That's one approach. Another approach is to say, this is quoted the Shita Mekubetzet, that, you need not say anything to ratify, right. Since all he needs to do is to remain silent, in order to be mekayim, he doesn't actually have to actively do anything, then a statement like this is useless. What was the whole reason the Gemara said he's going to make this statement? In case he forgets. Well, if he forgets to be mekayim the neder is going to be mekuyam. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there's absolutely no relevance. There's no consequence of saying the statement, and therefore, it's just a useless statement. The Chasam Sofer says that kiyum, and this is what I was looking for, because when I read, I was trying to find something. The kiyum is fundamentally different from hafara. And therefore, it doesn't work. In other words, they're two totally different things. So hafara could work in this way, but kiyum can't. Unfortunately, right, and what he claims, I don't know, you know, I would pay to look it up more in depth there and see what he says. I don't know why it's different in this way, but this is the way he says it's different. That kiyum can happen only if you actually hear it, whereas hafara can happen even if you don't hear it. Why that's the difference, I don't know. But that fundamentally, they're two totally different things, and you can't, you know, we look at them as the opposite of the other. You know, one is the inverse, but
what you said in the beginning.
So it could be it relates to the reason said in the beginning.
Yeah,
but
because the thing that you
but I wonder
add,
if,
that the next step
yeah.
is that if he gives her a gushpanka, if he gives her an okay to go ahead and make any neder she wants because they're going to be mekayim, I mean, that's giving.
Right.
A lot of freedom.
Right. And it defeats the whole purpose of why a husband can be made for a neder.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was thinking it could be related to Tosfot's reason, but I wonder if he has a different reason there. We'll pay to look inside and see, you know, what his view is. Because here they're quoting as if they're three separate things, even though I agree. I also in my head thought to connect it to the first reason of Tosfot, but I wonder if it's something he has some different idea in mind. Okay. And I thought that was interesting to point out. Okay, Tashma. Next case we're going to try to learn this from. Again, we're still trying to figure out if you need to have Shmi'ah or not for Hafara. Tashma, Ha'omer la'pitropus. He sends a messenger, and he says to the messenger, Kol nederim shenoderet ishti mikam va'ad sha'avo mimakom ploni, hafer. Okay, I'm going away. I want you to be in charge of my wife. Okay, this doesn't sound too pleasant, right? I want you to be in charge. If she takes any nedarim, I want you to be mefer them. Okay? Vehefer la, yachol yehe mufarim. Let's say he does it then. The apitropus cancels the nedarim. You might think they would be mufarim. Okay, yachol is always right a question and it's like typical midrash halacha. I didn't look at the source of this, where it comes from. But you might have thought they'd be mufarim. Talmud lomar, isha yikimenu ve'isha yifarenu. Who can do the kiyum and who can do the hafara?
Only
the husband. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, no shaliach, right? Very interesting. So that you're going to see him in it. Amar lo Rabbi Yonatan, matzino b'chol ha-Torah kula, shlucho shel adam kemoto. Right? We've seen all over the Torah the shlucho shel adam kemoto. So ma pitom, this doesn't work. Va'afilu Rabbi Yoshia lo ka'amar, Ela mishum digzerata katufu, ishai kimena, ishai ferena. Aval de kule alma, shluchosh ladam kimoto. Now they're just making a caveat. Clearly, Rabbi Yoshe doesn't think that shluchosh ladam eino kimoto. Everybody agrees that shluchosh ladam kimoto. He just thinks that in this case was a special digzerata katuf. So now, what do you see here? Again, he's telling him to take. Right, to take upon himself these nidarim, right, to cancel them without having heard them. Right? He's basically sending a shaliach to do the hafara when he never actually heard them. Okay? And as Rabbi Yonatan would obviously think that this works. So, v'halo shmi'ale, and yet the husband didn't hear the nidarim. So hachanami, they answer here too, da'amrala, amrale, l'chishamana meferla. Okay, so now they say, right? Therefore, just like we said before, Da'amala l'chishamana meferla, l'chishama leferla. He's telling the shaliach, when you hear them, you should cancel them. I read it wrong. Again, I read the double. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Hachanami da'amala l'chishamana meferla, right? The same thing here. So now Gemara's going to ask, l'chishama leferla. So if that's the case, then why doesn't he just wait till he hears them, and then he'll be mefer? So they answer, no, husavar dilma matridina, right? Maybe I'll be busy and I won't be able to like we saw before. Okay, so the same concept here as we saw before. Now, there was something here that I wanted to add also, which is, one second. All right. So some of them answer here about why we can't say Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoto works here. Like, even though we have the Xerat HaKatuv, but what's the issue? So they say, it's interesting, that he made him a Shaliach for what? To do the Hafara, right? But the Hafara has two stages. There's Shmi'ah and Hafara. And he didn't tell the Shaliach, I want you to hear the Neder. He didn't make him a Shaliach for the Shmi'ah. And you can't do Hafara without the Shmi'ah. So I thought that was interesting in terms of, you know, sometimes you have these things that have two parts to them. Like for example, Geneva and Mechira, like if you kidnap someone. You know, so there's the kidnapping part and there's the stealing part. And they both work, right? You need both acts.
Erusin and Nisuin.
What?
Erusin and Nisuin.
Right. Except that there it's like one, it's a little different, Erusin and Nisuin. But basically, in order to have him act out this thing, he needs to have shlichut for both. So then the question would be asked, well, then according to that, if he made him a shliach for Shmiah and he made him a shliach for, you know, which I don't see related to here. The Rush says, though, that you can't possibly appoint an agent for Shmiah, because Shmiah is something that just happens. It's not something you plan, right? You don't plan to hear something, right? It just happens and then you hear it. And that, it can't, it's an action that happens on its own, and therefore you can't say it. So that was another interesting point. And there was one last thing I wanted to say here. Just 1 second. Right. So he's going, the other issue is that when you appoint someone to do something for you, it's something you could potentially do yourself. And since he can't hear the vow at the time she makes it, because he's not there, so he can't possibly appoint a shaliach to do it for him. Because he, yeah, right. I also think it's weak. I also think it's weak. Right.
Isn't that the whole concept of shaliach, that you can't go do the acts that you
send? Well, you can't send a shaliach to do something that you can't do yourself, I guess. Like,
you could. He could potentially have been there.
Right.
He just isn't there.
Right. It's a good question. What?
And you clearly off the point, but you could have a shaliach who's got capabilities that you don't have, and that's why you made him your shaliach. Climb a fence or, you know, up a tree or whatever it is.
Right, but I wonder if... Right,
not relevant here, yeah, but exactly.
Right, it's a good question. I don't know. I have to look into that better. It's an interesting statement. Anyway, okay, that's all for today. So in the end, we have no answer. Okay, just we point... today was a lot of questions, absolutely no answers. Okay, sometimes that happens.